Proverbs chapter number 1, if you've got your place, say amen.
Amen.
All right, I want to direct your attention to verse number 8, and then we'll turn over a couple more pages to chapter 6. Chapter number 1 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Everybody see that? Forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Turn over to chapter 6, verse number 20. Verse number 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment. And here again we find it stated, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Those two words, commandment and law, was used in verse 20. The father's commandment and the mother's law. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. I want to take from these two verses what is mentioned in both passages. And I want to preach, the Lord willing, this morning for a few minutes on the mother's law. The mother's law. Now, I know some of you probably misunderstood my title. You probably misheard my title. You probably hoping that I was planning to preach on mother-in-laws. And what a subject that needs to be preached on, mothers-in-law. Amen. They get a hard time. They get it caught from every corner. But I tell you, I have a wonderful mother-in-law myself. I mean, really. She is priceless. I told her this morning when I called to wish her a happy Mother's Day that she's the best mother-in-law that anybody could ever have. And I know you could argue with that, but that's okay. But I'm not preaching on mothers-in-law. Far as that position. But I'm preaching on the mother's law. A mother's law. They are a law enforcement to themselves. And you break the law, there's a penalty to pay. Say amen right there. But many, I found, wants mother's love, but they don't want mother's law. But the Bible did not say forsake not the love of thy mother, but forsake not the law of thy mother. But the truth is, her love is expressed and exhibited in her laws. Amen. When she says, don't do that, that's really her love. When she says, do this or that, that's really her love. Or you can't go there. Or you don't need to run with this one or that one. Or you, whatever the case is, her love is expressed in her law. Love is never loose. Love is always associated with law. Even with the love of God. As many projects today, that God is a God of love. And what they're saying most of the time is that God loves me even though I'm loose. And He does love us at all times, and He loves sinners. He loves you and I when we're good, when we're bad, when we're up, when we're down. But I'll tell you, His love is never an excuse for loose living. Never. In fact, Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth me. When I think of the love of God, he said, it causes me to be straight, and it causes me to want to do right. Well, I tell you, as children, what ought to cause you to want to do right is that mother loving you the way that she does. Oh, it is probably the mother who gave the law. Don't touch that. It's hot. Probably the mother that gave that. It was probably the mother's law that told you don't eat that or drink that. Kids left to themselves may very well eat mud pies and worms and creeping things and crawling things. Come on now, isn't that right? We could probably take a few minutes here this morning and get some really gruesome reports of what some children have eaten in this place. In fact, I stand before you as a miracle myself because I didn't know that white furniture polish was not milk, and I drank a whole bottle of furniture polish. That's why I'm so slick, amen. But it about took me out of here, amen. I mean, it did. Mama had to beat the daylights out of me, turn me upside down. I'd done turned black and blue and purple and pink and everything. I was pretty much I was heaven bound, you know, as a baby. But I come back around. Amen. But it was some mother's law. Many times it says don't eat that or drink that. She normally is the one that teaches about danger, morals, manners. Yeah, manners normally comes from the mother that's taught the mother by the mothers. She's the one that normally teaches the children to be kind and nice, to share, to be respectful, to be modest. Amen. To be, usually it's the mother's law that deals with subjects of proper boy and girl conduct. It's normally the mother's that deals with mate qualities, teaching your children what are the qualities that they should look for in a mate. And of course, first and foremost, should be number one, to be the opposite sex. Amen. I mean, first and foremost, that should be established, all right? I mean, amen, when children's loving on the same sex, the mom ought to say, now that's not proper. That's not proper, amen? So that should be established as proper mate qualities, as that they're the opposite sex. And then, of course, first and foremost, that in addition to that, they are saved. We do not believe, and mothers, you need to join in with me and teach your children that we do not believe in missionary dating. You don't date people to win them to God. You don't date people, you don't go with people in an effort to try to win them to Christ. That is not taught in the Bible. In fact, the opposite of that is taught in the Bible. If they're not saved, they're not a candidate. If they're not a born-again child of God, you say, well, preacher, they say they're saved, but they never go to church and they drink and cuss and all of that. Well, I think you ought to go off of fruit instead of the profession. But it's the mother that should deal with those kinds of things and many other do's and don'ts in life. But I want to say this morning that I noticed this, that in both passages, chapter 1, and also in chapter 6, both times that it referred to the law of the mother, both times in the context it's dealing with bad company. Both times. Comes right out of chapter number 1 and verse 8, comes right into chapter 1 verse number 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. I for one can testify that if it hadn't been for my mother, I would have been swept away with bad company. My mom many times, along with my dad, said, you're not going to run with that particular crowd. You're not going to go around with that crowd. Amen. And any parent that cares and loves for their children, my friend, wants to guard them against unhealthy and unwholesome associations. Amen. Don't ever forget, 1 Corinthians, was it chapter 10, 33, is still in the Bible. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupteth good manners. Still does. Amen. I mean, it's just the law that when something dirty gets around something clean, that which is clean gets dirty. Amen. You don't date them like them for what you hope they'll be, or what you hope they'll become at a later date. No, you go off of proof. You go off of what's there, what's evident. if they don't have a clear testimony that they're saved and alive to prove it. My friend, if they're not hooked up with a good Bible-believing church, unashamed to be identified with Christ, they're not a candidate for your marriage or your friendship. I've stated this, and I'll move and go on. Well, let me just give you this so you'll know that I'm telling it right. Chapter number 6 talks about the mother's law in verse 20. And comes right down to the end of verse number 23, and it goes right into saying to keep, and it doesn't end with a period, verse 23 doesn't. Goes into verse 24, to keep thee from the evil woman. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of her tongue, of the strange woman. So both passages has to do with the wrong kind of company. The wrong kind of company. Amen. And I thank the Lord for my mom stepping into my relationships. I've told it here before, but it's worth noting because I wouldn't be here today had not my mama done that. But I was in liking someone that was not marriage material. In fact, already been married and already had some children and several years older than me. And of course, that all in itself showed it wasn't right. And but mom didn't know that at the time, but when she found it out, it didn't take her long to tell me about it. Amen. And to be identified with this particular woman was helping me in my popularity efforts. Because she was very popular in town and everybody knew her, and it really helped my reputation a lot to be seen with her in town. But when mama found out about it. But when mama found out about it, without hesitancy, she didn't worry about my feelings. She didn't worry about if I was going to not like her, like mama no more. Hey man, she wasn't worried about it. She told me, she said, you either end it or I will. No mercy. There was no mercy involved. She didn't stutter when she said it either. You either end it or I will. And I saw her plow through one of my brother's relationship, and there was blood and guts and gallbladders and kidneys everywhere. And I thought, well, I probably could handle it with a little more grace than mom. Amen. Amen. She cared for me, and mother's law stepped in when there was evil communication, when there was people in my life that was influencing me in the wrong direction. She cared about my future. Let me give you some scripture to write down. You can study when you get home. They're all found in the book of Proverbs. The first one is Proverbs 29 and 15. And I want to give you some negatives. If you want to write them down and classify them, let me give you the negatives first. And then I want to give you the positives. What I mean by that is there are some verses in the book of Proverbs that shows some negative consequences that a child can have on a mother. And then there's some positive ones. Just write these down if you'd like. Proverbs 29, 15. Here's what the Bible says. The rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself, listen, bringeth his mother to shame. A child left to himself that does not have the law of the mother, left to himself, will do what? Bring his mother to shame. Meaning to cause shame. To produce shame. To cause her to be so disappointed and ashamed. One commentator said about that verse that a child that has the reins thrown upon his neck and is under no restraint of parents, but suffered to take his own way, is left to do his own will and pleasure. He does those things which his parents are ashamed of, and live not according to mother's law. You don't have to teach a child to be a sinner. You don't have to teach a child to lie and steal and all of those things. It's in them. And oh, no telling where we all would have been today, if it hadn't have been for mother's law. Amen. And we could say a lot more about that. Proverbs 10 and verse 1 is another verse. Proverbs 10 and verse 1, the Bible says, The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Everybody get that? A foolish son is the heaviness. That is, he is the grief and sorrow and depression of spirit to his mother. That's negative, isn't it? Here's another one. Proverbs 17:25. A foolish son is the grief of it to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. A foolish son is bitterness to her that bare him. The word bitterness means to grieve or to cause sorrow. Here's another one. Write it down. Proverbs 19 and verse number 26. He that wasteth his father, and listen to this term, and chaseth away his mother, is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach or embarrassment. Chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. After reading those negative verses in Proverbs, I wrote a little note here that many mothers will die with a broken heart. Many mothers today, my friend, when they think of their children, are embarrassed and burdened and heartbroken. Oh, it's been stated that when they're babies, they step on your toes. But when they get older, they step on your heart. Amen. Well, I don't want to get on that too much. But I thought about one negative example. I thought about Lot's wife. Has everybody heard of her? I thought about Lot's wife, and you know the story, how that they had made their residence in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they had climbed the ladder of social recognition and clout in that town, in that area. But it's very evident that their children got into sin and married people of the town that was wicked people. And God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but He sent angels there to lead Lot and his family out. But when Lot bore the news that judgment's coming, you know what the sons-in-laws did? They mocked and laughed when Lot had tried to tell them that judgment is coming on the land. They laughed. That's the kinds of boys that Lot's daughters, those that were married, had married. Those that laughed at the gospel. Those that laughed at coming judgment. Made light of it. Do you know the story how that even the angels took Lot and his wife and led them out. Led them out. And told them, don't look back. But we all know the story. You know what Lot's wife did? The mother, she looked back. When judgment was falling, when fire and brimstone was falling and consuming, my friend, the cities of wickedness, guess what? Her heart was so rent, her heart was so broken because her children would not listen to God's messenger and God's message and would be led by it, but rather was dying under the judgment of God. I believe we could, and when she turned around, you know, the Bible said she was turned into a pillar of salt. You think she died brokenhearted? And what was she brokenhearted over? Her children. But here's some positive. There's just a couple, well, three in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and, well, actually two of them, verse 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice. And he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Verse 25. The father, thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she shall bear thee, she that bear thee shall rejoice. She that bear thee shall rejoice. And it's referencing back to the previous verse where it's talking about a child being righteous. How that child being righteous causes the father to rejoice in verse 24. But then in verse 25, she that bear thee shall rejoice. Well, I appreciate Miss Seabolt testifying about what is it, 2 John verse 4? 2 John verse 4, or is it 3 John verse 4? 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Oh, couldn't that not be a parental verse? Could that not be a mother's verse? Could that not be a verse that would express your heart that I want my child to walk in truth? Amen. I want my child to make righteous choices. I want my child to walk paths of righteousness. And when Miss Seabolt make the statement that she didn't care about school, that wasn't saying that she wanted her children to be dumb as a box of rocks. That wasn't saying that she wanted her children to be so dumb they couldn't read their name in box car letters. And when they were asked to sign a document, they just write X. That wasn't what she's saying. She wasn't saying, I want them to be dumb but spiritual. I want them to be ignorant but saved. That wasn't it. She was talking priority. That it's more important to have that their children are saved and spiritual and loving God and going with God and directing their life accordingly. But not to exclude academics. Not to exclude academics. Are you listening? I want to tell you, we, my wife would be quick to correct me on that. I started to say we homeschooled Blake. But my wife would tell you right quick, I didn't do much on that. Amen. Say amen, honey. She said amen. I've got to say something to get an amen out of her. But I tell you, even though we homeschooled him, and that was our choice that we wanted to do, we wanted to try to keep him away from some of the influences that are in the public school setting. Amen. That was just our desire on that. But still, we wanted him to have academic excellence. We had him tested every year. I didn't want him to just be barely alive academically. And I wanted him to be at least comparable with his age group in the public school setting. Amen. I'm against homeschooling 100% if it's producing ignorant children. I'm against it. I'll tell you I'm against it. I'm against it. If we'd have took him through a few years, and I don't know why I'm on that, but if we'd have took him through a few years of homeschooling and he still couldn't read and write, it would have been our spiritual wisdom to have taken and done something else with him academically. Say amen right there. Amen. That's exactly right. Well, I don't know where that come from, but there it was. Amen. Mother's law. Let me give you this and we'll be done. Write down number one. Mother's law. Number one, the connection or the coupling of mother's law. There's something connected to it in chapter 1 and verse number 8 and also chapter 6 verse 20. It's coupled with two things actually. One thing that her law is coupled with and connected with is God's law. I believe that's implied, and I believe it's understood that mother's law is in agreement with God's law. What good is a mother's law if it contradicted what God's word says? Mothers, you do well to teach your children that which is in alignment with and agreement with God's word. If anybody in here ought to know the Bible, it ought to be mothers. Amen. I already got at least three amens right there. I mean, mothers, you ought to learn the Word of God. And if you want to focus in on some real training, just familiarize yourself greatly with the book of Proverbs. The Bible is still the greatest child-rearing manual on the planet. I know Dr. Spock wouldn't agree with that, and some of these harebrained professors wouldn't agree with that. Amen. They say if you give your child a spanking, you'll warp their personality. If that's the case, I'd be walking crooked because Daddy sure did not spare the rod in my behalf. I've said it before, Daddy is very patriotic at times. When I needed discipline, we'd go to the bedroom and it wouldn't be for prayer. I'd do a lot of praying though. None of them ever got answered. None of them ever got answered. Because I was praying for God, please don't let Daddy kill me. Don't let him whip me. Don't let him beat me. No, amen. And he'd furnish the stripes and I'd turn blue and sometimes red and see stars occasionally. But mother's law is in connection with God's law. The greatest thing you could say, Mom, to your child on any given subject is, thus saith God, or the Bible says. Always make sure your law is in accordance with, in agreement with, in connection with God's Word. So it's not only connected with God's Word or God's law, but it's also, come on now ladies, you might faint right here, but hang on, we'll be all right. You'll be all right. The second thing that it's in connection with in verse number 8 is the father's instruction. Oh boy. If you do notice, the word and is in between the two. Everybody see that? Say amen. Deals with the here and the father's instruction and forsake not the law of thy mother. Excuse me. And then verse number 9, notice the second word, for they. They is one word that reaches back in the previous verses, grabs the instruction of the father and the law of the mother, couples them together and says, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Oh, kids are smart. They learn to play the game. They learn to play mom against pop. And vice versa. Hey, Mom, can I do this? No! Daddy! Yeah. Usually that's not the case. Most time it's this way. Hey, Daddy! Can I do this or go here? No, son. Mama! And then they'll go whining to soft-hearted Mom. Come on now. We're playing a fiddle right here. They'll go to soft-hearted mom, compassionate mom that melted over the tears and the big eyes, you know, and the pitiful look. And mom will say, well, I guess. Daddy, mama said it'd be all right. Learn to play that fiddle right quick. But mama should say, what'd daddy say? Well, daddy said no. Well, then knows the answer. Hey man, they might get to pooch your lip for a few minutes and go pout a while in the bedroom, but they'll be all right. Amen. I mean, it won't kill your child to tell them no. I know most children don't even believe that's a word in the English language, but it is. Lord help us. But there is the connection of the mother's law to God's word and to the father's instruction. Number two, you're writing it down. We got to hurry. Number two, not only the connection of mother's law, but number two, the communication of mother's law. It's assumed and understood in the text that when it refers to the mother's law, that the mother's law has been and is communicated to the children. Amen. It wasn't this, she says but don't live, or lives but don't say. No, she communicates the law by her life and by her lips. Oh, we need a revival in the motherhood of our country, my friend, that would cause them to live as they speak and speak as they live. Oh, children needs to see moms that are not only living right, but speaking that into their life.
Amen.
Amen. Not just saying it, but not living it.
Right.
A mucky see, mucky do. Yeah. Most will learn more by what they see than what they hear. So mom, if you want to be a help to your child, both now and in the future, let them see a godly, Christ-loving example in your life. Amen. My mother did that for me. I got saved as my mom was instrumental in me getting saved. She didn't save me. Now, I want that clear. She didn't save me. But God used her in a bunch of circumstances to keep me from just going down the tubes of immorality and sin. As I ran away from home one time out of rebellion. And most of the time, rebellion's always behind that. Are you listening? I'm an example. I'm an example. I can preach my own life right here. And I can tell you what the Bible says. It's not original with me, but I can tell you what the Bible says. If you're not ready to cleave, you're not ready to leave. Hello? That's right. Blake's 22. We'll be 23 September. He's still at the house. Hello, Tokyo. And that will be his address, Lord willing, until he says, I do. Amen right there. Everybody here, nod your head like it right there. Nod your head like that right there. Your head won't fall off. Amen. You say, but he's 22. He ought to be on his own. You didn't get that from the Bible. I can't believe Blake ain't already left the house. You didn't get that from the Bible. Amen. And let me just insert a little something right here. And this preacher better never hear nobody tell him that. This preacher, Rackley, Pastor Rackley, weighs 163 pounds. But I better never hear nobody tell my son that. You tell him this. Listen what your daddy says. Listen what your mama says. Amen. They're trying to lead you right. They're trying to do right. Amen. I'll say amen to my own preaching right there. You don't have to. But their communication. Moms, communicate the law. Don't keep it to yourself. I've had mothers to tell me this. Y'all didn't get bent out of shape over that last, did you? But I've had mothers to tell me this. Well, I'm just going to let my child, I'm just going to leave that all that religious stuff, I'm just going to leave all that to my child. Let them go wherever they want to go, and if they choose to believe, then that's their business. That is a fool that'll tell you that. A child left to himself, do you think a child left to himself, that Bible said will bring his mother shame? If you leave a child to himself and it does that to the mother, do you think a child left to himself is going to find God? No, a child left to himself is going to choose what his Adamic, fallen, sin-loving nature says. He will choose ungodliness and corruption and sin. And young people, if you've got a mama and daddy that instructs you of law in your home, you've got a treasure. You've got a treasure. There's kids, my friend, their mom and dad don't even know where they are. And don't even care. But anyway, the connection of the mother's law, the communication of the mother's law. Thirdly, the commands of the mother's law. There's some things stated that you children ought to do with the mother's law. And the first one is, forsake it not. Forsake it not. That is, it should have an influence in your life all the days of your life. Mama said. Amen. I'm 50 years old and I still remember things Mama said. Mama said. Mama said. Listen, forsake them not. Forsake not the law of thy mother. Forsake not the law. The word forsake not means to leave or cast off or cast away, to reject. Don't reject what Mama says to you. Have you ever heard this little saying? Mama knows best. You think there's any truth to that? Mama knows best. You young people didn't. Listen, you're 10, 11, 12, 16, 18, 22. Little emphasis there. You don't know everything. I know. Grab your heart. Your heart probably fluttered right there. Mom and dad's old fogies and they're out of date. They're from another time period and another planet. Hey, I want to tell you, they know more than you do. They know more than you do, and you'd do well to listen to their advice and their instruction and even their reproof. And when they say no, forsake not. Don't reject it. The word forsake not means to don't reject it. Don't reject it. It goes on to say, don't let it fall. Don't quit. Don't cast it down. Don't let it alone. Mama said, oh, there's power. Mothers, listen, there's power in those two words. Mama said, there's power in those two words. Mama said, speak to your children the law. Amen. And listen, here's another thing. Bind them. Here's another thing you're told to do. Bind them continually. Bind them continually. That's what the Bible says. Bind them. Is that chapter 6? Yes, bind them continually upon thine heart. You can go in Deuteronomy 6 and you can find where they were to put it on their forehead and upon their arm. But he didn't say forehead and arm. He said bind them about your heart. Let it influence your heart. Amen. So there's commands given. And then last and closing, there's the consequences. There's the consequences of mama's law. There's consequences of mama's law, of course. There's, if you don't listen, there's the breaking of that law. There's going to be consequences. Brother Klepper used to be in law enforcement, and when his whole livelihood was made up of people that wouldn't keep the law. There was consequences to that. Break the law, you do the crime, you do the time. Amen. There's consequences to breaking the law. And most in here have been introduced to some form or facet of that. But oh, if you break mama's law. If you break mama's law. The law of the mother, there's going to be consequences, but I want to say on a positive note that if you keep them, here's what the Bible said there will be to you. The first thing it says, there will be honor to you. It will be honorable to you as a young person if you've got a mama that's teaching you and instructing you according to the laws of God's Word. And that it's also in her life. The Bible said it'd be an ornament of grace unto thy head. An ornament of grace unto thy head. An ornament. Have you seen soldiers that's decorated? Have you seen soldiers? You have. All of you have. Have you seen soldiers that are decorated? That was an honor. They had ornaments upon them that showed their loyalty and their accomplishments. God's Word is teaching us here in this by that statement there shall be an ornament of grace unto thine head that if you honor your mom and do what she says as it's in accordance to God's Word that you'll be a decorated child. There'll be honor in that. You honor your mom by obedience. You honor her by doing what she says. Well, I love my mother. She's not here. She's in heaven. But I tell you, I honor her. I still honor her. I still honor her. I honor her memory today. What I'd give. I told Blake this morning, I said, what I'd give to be able to pick up the phone. Just one more time. And be able to ring that number. I still got their home number in my cell phone. And their house has been sold. And probably the number changed. I still got their number in my cell phone. And I've thought about several times just dialing it to see what it had. Amen. I'm not trying to get emotional with you. I'm just telling you I honor my mama. And the times I got in trouble, times I disobeyed mom. And I am today, but besides the grace of God intervening in my life, I am today. Because I had a mother that put her hands on my life and refused to let the devil get me. That's what she said when she called me that day at work after I'd ran away. And I'm talking about out of school and everything. Found out where I was staying. You've heard me tell the story. It's still fresh to my heart. She found out where I was staying, went and got my things and took them home. And called me at work and said, when you get home, when you get off work, I done got your things. I done found out where you're staying because I'd never tell them nothing. Worried poor old mom and him to death. She said, when you get home, come on. Or when you get off work, come on home. And I'll never forget what she told me that day with a weeping, broken voice. She said, I didn't bring you through my womb into this world for you to die and go to hell. You know what she's saying? I've got a lot invested in you. It matters to me where you're going to be in this life and in the life to come. And it wasn't too many days after that, Brother Stallard, that I got saved on the second night of a 7-week revival. I got born again. My life changed. Not one time after that was I ever a burden to my mom and dad. Not one time, Brother Ivan. Not once. I'm talking about after grace come in my life. After God come in my life. After the Holy Spirit took up residence in my life and made me a new creature and I was born from above. Not one time thereafter. Not one. Did I ever have a cross word with mom and daddy? Not once did we ever have a falling out. Not once. Well, there's one time I had to get with her a little bit. Lord brought that back to my... I don't want to preach untruth. I'd corrected Blake as a young boy. I'd corrected him, and you know how grandmas are. Come on, grandmas. You know how grandmas are, and I'd corrected Blake. Of course, he acted like I'd tore one of his legs off or something. You know how they do. They know grandma's around. They know there's going to be a whole river of sympathy coming out. And he come through her house, mind you, acting like I'd killed him, amen. I mean, call 911. Daddy's killed me. Of course, guess what grandma did? Grandma grabs him up, poor little thug, you know, and did the old grandma trick. And old daddy, me, come in there and got him out of her arms, and I said, don't ever do that again. I said, don't ever pet him when I've corrected him. And you know what? Mama never did do that no more. Say amen right there. I mean, we didn't get crossed up or anything, but I just had to say, now look, that's just the way it is. I'm the daddy. And I corrected him. He needed it. He needed his tail busted and it got it. Hey, man, and it still needs it. Hey, man. Woo! We're having a time this morning. There'll be ornaments. There'll be leadership. Notice what it says in chapter 6. Let me hurry. Y'all help me here. Bind them continue upon thine heart. Tie them about thy neck, and when thou goest, it shall lead thee. Oh, the law of the mother will lead you in decisions. It'll lead you in decisions of life. You ought to remember when you're making an important decision what mama said. And I want to tell you young people something. It won't hurt you a bit when you're facing life's decisions to go to mama if she's still alive and say, Mom, what do you think about this situation? Because I'm going to tell you young people something. This might be news to you. But the second under God in your life is your parents. Amen. The second under God is your parents in your life. And the real truth is the way you treat them is usually the way you treat God. Anybody knows how quiet it is in here besides me? It shall lead thee. That is, it'll guide you, govern you, bring you, transport you. Here's your another one. You ready? He said it'll protection. Not only honor you, leadership, and but there's also protection. He said that it will keep thee. Verse 22, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. That is, it'll protect you, hedge you in. Hedge you in. Now this is the definition. I wrote it down. Everybody listening? I wrote it down just like it's in there. Strong's Concordance. To hedge about as with thorns. What do you get out of that? I can imagine by that the law of the mother in connection with the instruction of the father shall be a hedge about you of thorns. Meaning you're okay as long as you're in the middle. But when you get to budging the boundaries, ouch. You get stuck. And there's some pain associated with it. And you ought to feel that way, young people, when you go contrary to what mom and dad is trying to teach you in accordance to God's word. And I want to testify here publicly that I don't know of nothing that I have ever tried to teach my son that's in contrast to God's word. I don't know of nothing, ladies and gentlemen, that I've ever taught him or still teaching him, my friend, that's contrary to God's word. But I want him to feel that when he gets to budging the boundaries, that he can feel the pricking of conviction and the pricking of conscience. His conscience bothered him. Mama, this is going against what mama said and daddy said. Amen? So there's protection. And then there's comfort. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. In other words, when you wake up in the morning, there should be mama's law upon your meditation and in your thoughts. Yes, there's consequences to mother's law. You know what Napoleon Bonaparte said? The future destiny of a mother is the future destiny of a child is the work of a mother. There's consequences to the mother's law. The outcome of where children will be in a few years is depending on your relationship to your mother. Timothy, listen to this. One fellow said, one good mother is worth 100 schoolmasters. Here's what another said. Men are what their mothers made them. Mothers, you are the hands-on ministry of God on that child. And where it'll be and what it will be in the future largely depends on you. And I hope you take that seriously. Hope you make that a matter of prayer. Lincoln said this, no man is poor who has had a godly mother. Another man said, the bearing and the training of a child are woman's wisdom. Consequences. Behind Timothy, there was Eunice. Behind Samuel, there was Hannah. Behind Moses, there was Jochebed. Behind Joseph, there was Rachel. Behind John the Baptist, there was Elizabeth. Moms, keep being a mom. No matter how old your children are, you'll never outlive that. I've heard my wife tell Blake, it doesn't matter how old you live to be or how old she is, she said, I'll always be your mom and I'll always care. Amen. Isn't that a mom's heart? Dads, you know, but moms ain't going to care. I mean, Alicia's 40, what? We'll just leave it at that, amen. And about every time that she leaves Newport, when she goes over to visit and comes home, her mother, my mother-in-law, she'll give her plenty of time to get home. And she'll usually call. Has Alicia made it home yet? She'll call her cell phone. She'll call the house. She home yet? She make it? Mama's going to care till they draw their last breath. Hallelujah. And don't ever, young people, don't ever have this thought, Mama, I wish you didn't care so much. Because there's kids by the thousands that don't even have a mama that cares at all. There's consequences to Mama's law, positive and negative. Let's all stand to our feet. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name today, the throne of grace. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for your goodness to us. Thank you for this special day, special occasion of honoring mothers. And I trust that through the Word of God today, you've challenged their heart. You've challenged their heart today to be a godly mother. Lord, that child will not only be able to look at Mom and see the laws in her heart and in her life that matches with God's Word, but that they would also be able to hear from her mouth as Mama gives forth and expresses her law. Father, I praise you for Mother's Law today. Lord, many of us today are what we are and where we are because of a mother's law. And we thank you. Praise you for it. Lord, we pray you'll stir every mother in here today. Stir every mother's heart, I pray. What an awesome responsibility is laid upon them to train up a child in this generation. Lord, I pray that every mother in this building today is truly born again. How could a mother be the mother totally that she needs to be and that the child or children needs to be if they don't know the Lord? If they've never been born of the Spirit of God and spiritual things, are not of the utmost importance. Lord, it might be that there's some among us today that you're dealing with and speaking to about their relationship with you, about getting right with God. There may be some mothers here today that say they're saved but are distant from you and from church and the things of God. Lord, it could be that you've troubled and nudged their heart that they'd want to come and get in an old-fashioned altar and say, God, help me from this day forward to be the mother that I need to be, to train the child or children that you have given me, that you've entrusted to my care, that I will train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, if there's young people here today that's been disobedient and disrespectful to their mother, that they will get under conviction today and feel as though they have sinned against God, because in fact they have. Because you said as one of your laws to honor thy father and thy mother. It'll never, never, never be right to dishonor or disrespect Mama. Never will it be right. So I pray you'll help the young people today in that regard. Have your way. Lord, there's maybe someone here today lost without God. Pray you'd save them. You've dealt with them. Pray you'd save them. In Jesus' name. I want you to stand with me, please. Everyone all over the building. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Miss Paul Sue's just going to play one verse.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.